Mahina Gannett, thank you so much for coming to North State Public Radio today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, first, I just want our listeners to get a chance to get to know you and your musical background. So can you tell us about how you first got into music and tour management and how that eventually led you to Chico and the Sierra Nevada Big Room?
Sure. So I am originally from the Northeast. I grew up in a town called Morristown, New Jersey, and I went to college in New York City. And after I graduated from college, my first job was working for a concert promoter called Superfly. And they do major music festivals, amongst lots of other things. And I kind of got plugged into the artist relations and production world, working at their festivals like Bonnaroo and Outside Lands, and just continue to do lots of different freelance work for different concert promoters. I ended up working Moog Fest in Asheville, Firefly in Delaware, GovBall in New York, and mostly, again, in that sort of artist relations production role, really fell in love with that side of the industry. And from there, just meeting lots of different people, I ended up transferring over to the artist side and going on tour with bands. The first artist I ever got asked to go out on the road with was MGMT. And then I spent a good amount of time working for Death Cab for Cutie, also in that production coordinator role, and did about 4 years with Eric Clapton, worked for Jack Johnson, Sheryl Crow, did some tour managing for Nico Case for about a year, and just really loved traveling and being on the road. And, you know, we were doing anywhere from a 2,500 club capacity, you know, up to a 10,000 person arena for certain shows, and was doing national and international touring. And so I just really had some amazing opportunities to see the world and meet lots of people and continue to sort of hone in on my professional skills working in concert production. But traveling was pretty physically draining, and I was trying to find a way I could continue to what I was doing, but maybe not travel as much and spend more time in my newfound home, which was Chico. I met my boyfriend while I was on tour as well. He and I worked for a few of the same bands. And he's a backline technician. And so he introduced me to this town, and I really never left after I came here. So I really wanted to find a way to stay in town. And I come from a family of entrepreneurs, and I decided that since my resume was very untraditional, that starting my own business was probably my best bet. And two friends and I had this sort of harebrained idea to open a restaurant in downtown Chico. And almost 3 years ago now, we opened Mamona Noodle and Bao. And that was an amazing experience. And I really don't think I would be where I am right now without that experience and all those learnings that I got from that. And it's a continuous project, something, a sort of labor of love that we, all three of us, continue to work on. And help exist. And but, you know, something I also quickly realized was that with two business partners and a small business, that wasn't going to be my sole source of income. And, you know, I really missed music. I was continuing to tour while starting the restaurant and getting off the ground just to make ends meet. And so I continued to sort of look for other opportunities in Chico. And I saw the posting for the Big Room manager, and it kind of just fit all of my skill sets in food and music. And, you know, I love Sierra Nevada as a company and what they do for this town. And so I just went for it. And I was very lucky to get the position and very fortunate. And, yeah, I'm looking forward to sort of what the future holds there.
So I wanted to ask you about how you go about choosing the bands. What's that, or, you know, the musical acts that you bring to the Big Room? What are some of the ways that you kind of research an act online, or, you know, decide who to book?
Obviously, there's a lot of artists that already, and agencies that already know about the Big Room. And so I get a lot of people reaching out to me that worked with Bob, and sort of they just present to me different bands that they, or artists they have coming through the area. And so I just sort of, you know, kind of go through their website and you know, checking out their music and getting myself accustomed to them, because I didn't know a lot about the music that the Big Room used to host. So there is sort of a lot of that legwork that's already been done for me. But there's also a lot of artists and agencies that don't know about the Big Room. It was on a very particular genre circuit. And so getting new artists and new agencies to really know about the asset that Sierra Nevada has in the Big Room, I've definitely had to tap into some of my contacts that I've had through different bands and working through different agencies, and just sent out sort of huge mass email and introducing myself and what I've been doing, and just going from there. And then a lot of, I get a ton of different inquiries, and it really is just like spending time listening to music and checking things out. I lean on a lot of different radio stations and sort of things on YouTube that things I really like. For example, NPR's Tiny Desk concert series. They always have really awesome up and coming artists coming on there, so it sort of puts that stamp of approval on it for me if I don't necessarily know about an artist. Or KEXP has, out of Seattle, they have such amazing artists to come in and do live performances, and being able to get a chance to really see what a band looks like performing is super helpful to know if I think it's going to be a good fit for the Big Room. And I've booked a few bands now that I didn't know about just by taking some time and checking out their albums on Spotify or checking out live performances on different networks and whatnot. So,
and a recurring theme of the booking strategy seems to be reaching out, as we discussed earlier, reaching out to younger audiences and kind of bringing multiple generations of people into the Big Room. And, here in Chico, we have quite a large student population that fluctuates in the fall. So I'm wondering what kind of ways are you thinking of reaching out to, the college kind of population in town?
Yeah, absolutely. I had someone actually reach out to me from the college, Anita Rivas, who runs the Soda Music Production at Chico State. Such a kind person. Reached out to me when she found out about me having the job and really wanted to get me involved with her students in Soda, which is such an awesome program to get students who are not necessarily musically talented, because I have zero music talent, but I love shows and I wanted to be a part of them. And there's so much opportunity for students to be a part of shows. And I really appreciate how she's showing them that. And so she kind of introduced me to Soda and introduced me to a bunch of her students. And so I really like that angle. Because there's so much that, it's not just necessarily about reaching students to come to shows, but to see that there's an opportunity, that it's a professional working environment. And there's a lot that you can do with that post-graduation. But then in addition to, just sort of reaching out to the students, there's a KCSE, the Internet Radio, college radio station. They've been really great and supportive of the transition in the Big Room, and actually have been working on a partnership with them to, get them some photo passes to shows so that they get experience shooting and press passes and whatnot in exchange for, them helping me get the word out to their students, people that are already interested in different music and utilizing their social media platforms and sort of this trade, which is a really good, good partnership and relationship with them. And then, in addition, it's sort of a I kind of like the strategy of boots on the ground, the old school word of mouth. Obviously social media is, omnipotent in our day and age, but at the same time, there's nothing that I think goes further than a strong vote of confidence from someone telling you that they had an amazing time at a show and that you have to go to that show. And I really think that that'll go far amongst the student population and creating that sort of notoriety of the Big Room and that it's a place to go see shows.
Well, the Sierra Nevada Presents series has just kind of started to roll out in the last month or so, I'd say.
Yeah.
And was Colts the very first act of that series?
Actually, we did Kyle Hollingsworth Band of String Cheese Incident and Hot Buttered Rum were the first two that I billed under the Sierra Nevada Presents.
So you've had three shows so far. Mm-hmm. How has it felt so far, like putting on these first three shows?
We've actually had four shows, Sierra Nevada Present shows, which is exciting. And now that we've had four under our belt, I definitely feel like we're sort of it's starting to make sense. It's starting to come together a little bit more. At first, it was, you know, just trying out a totally new concept and something that's very well established. And so really trying to go slowly and to not confuse people and to make sure we had all of our operations dialed in. And we're still learning and tinkering as we're going along. But I do feel that the last Sierra Nevada Presents show that we had was Sun Little with Wild Ones, and it was a great show, and it was just, I was really happy to see the crowd's reaction. I was really happy to see the band's reaction to playing in the big room. I thought it went really well.
And I noticed that the local band XDS was an opener for one of the recent shows opening for the band Colts. And this is something that was kind of a rare occurrence in the past, you know, local bands appearing with the national acts. Is this something that people can expect to see more of at big room shows? Or is it something that we're just kind of experimenting with still?
No, I absolutely love putting local bands on as support acts for national touring bands, especially if the national touring band isn't touring with their own support. When I was on tour, there were so many times that we were looking for local bands, and I mean, I can't tell you how many countless times I found out about someone I would have never known unless there hadn't been for that co-bill. And I think it's a really great opportunity for Chico artists to get on the big room stage and meet, you know, national touring bands. And I'm trying my best to kind of pair what I think is a good fit for the national touring artist.
And this next question is kind of a open-ended one, but what do you see as the potential of the big room and the types of acts that it can attract going forward?
I mean, the big room is such an amazing space. I feel really fortunate to be able to be a part of not just the brewery, and but that room as well. And I really think there is so much potential, whether that's different genres of music, different styles of shows, just creating experiences in that room. You know, there are so many different rooms out there, different venues out there that they just don't feel good, you know, and there's not much you can do about that. You can put a new PA system in, you can put a new lighting rig in, but if the room just feels cold, there's not a lot that you can do other than tear down and start over. And the big room, it doesn't have that. There's such a wonderful feeling when you walk in that space. It's warm, it feels good, it sounds good. And so I just would like to explore that potential as much as possible. You know, I just announced Nico Case is coming to the big room in December, and she sort of sums up in my head what I think the potential is for that level of artist. Again, for that sound, that feeling, that experience, I think that's going to be an absolutely amazing show. Destroyer's opening, who I'm equally excited to see, so it should be really great.
That's awesome. Traditionally, the venue kind of filled a nice niche for touring acts hosting shows on kind of off nights like Sundays through Tuesday. Will that continue, or will the big room kind of start to do weekend shows too?
Yeah, it makes total sense that we are sort of Chico's an off night play, being in between San Francisco and Portland. So absolutely, I'm going to continue to capitalize on that tour routing. But for me, you know, there are 7 days a week in the weekend. There's 7 nights that I would love to book. Just again, I'm not doing it based off of necessarily. I don't think I have the leisure of choosing when I want a certain artist to play. So I'm pretty much taking what I can get, but I'm opening it up to not just the Sunday through Thursday.
And then I noticed that the time slots are going to stay the same for some of the shows, but they're going to change for other shows, because typically they used to do kind of like a 7:30 to 9 or 10 was kind of typical, but it sounds like there might be you might be expanding into like some later night shows. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. So the show that that my predecessor Bob Littell created was definitely earlier show times, and it was that dinner theater style show, and that is really important to the customers that come to the big room. I've gotten a chance to hear a lot of feedback from people, and I don't want that to go anywhere. I understand the importance of people that, you know, want to see an early show. They still want to see top-notch quality entertainment. They want to have a good meal beforehand, and they don't want to go home super late. So we're We've created two series in the big room. The Sierra Nevada Presents is the newer series. And then we're calling that dinner theater, that traditional style show, our Heritage Series. And so the Heritage Series will continue to have an earlier door time, an earlier show time, some with some support depending on if the artist is touring or not. Some will just be headlining shows. And then the Sierra Nevada Presents, I've pushed back doors an hour just because I feel that those artists will attract a younger crowd who tend to go to shows a little bit later, either, you know, going out to dinner downtown beforehand, going out, maybe afterwards. So I was trying to sort of fill that slot that made a little bit more sense from their time perspective.
Also, there's the outdoor Hop Yard summer series. Can you talk about that a little bit? I saw an event posted that's like a full moon event. What's the story with that?
Yeah, absolutely. So the brewery just opened a new space out in our hop yard. We're calling it the Hop Yard. And it's an extension of the restaurant. It's really great. It's this wonderful outdoor space that they put so much time and effort into. It's family friendly. It's dog friendly. It's just an awesome spot to go have a Sierra Nevada brew outdoors. And whether that's in the evenings or on the weekends or whatever. But we wanted to just sort of bring some different energy to the space and get people excited about it. And so we had the Cammies out there, was that last month? I can't even remember anymore. And then, you know, we were talking about doing some sort of small series this year to see if it would help us maybe expand upon that next year. And so we started something called the Full Moon Series, which we're just having a concert every full moon for June, July, and August, which I think is going to be super fun. We're just going to put a stage out there, bring a band in, have it be a free, if not low-cost event, something that is just like, you know, another fun thing to do in Chico on a hot summer night. Our first one is June 29th. We're going to have the band Vista Kicks, who are originally from Sacramento. I think they're based out of Los Angeles now. Just really fun, dancey music that I think it'll be kind of perfect for that Chico heat.
Nice.
Yeah.
And my last question is, who's your personal favorite musician or group that you'd love to see perform at the Big Room someday?
That's always a tough question. I don't know if I ever have a consistent favorite, but I really want to see some rock and roll, like rock and roll in the Big Room. I have this dream of having a band like Wolf Parade or Band of Skulls or Super Chunk or somewhere along that level. Spoon would be amazing, sort of pipe dreams that I have of booking in the Big Room. That's just my personal preference, though.
All right. Well, Mahina Gannett, thank you so much for coming to NSPR today.
Thank you for having me.